This is HPR episode 2572 entitled, What's in My Toolkit, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Bookurium, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, listing of items I carry for daily use.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Bookworm back with you again, doing another non-technical episode, building my way up to stuff a little bit more advanced. Today I'm going to do a What's in My Toolkit. I actually have what I consider to be three toolkits. Primary is my backpack. Secondary is a tote with a locking lid that's in the back seat of my pickup truck. And the third is a toolbox, a locking toolbox, in the bed of my pickup truck. I'll go ahead and start with the backpack, because it's got the most in it. It's one of the older Dell backpack laptop carriers. It has 5 pockets with 2 small side pockets, small front accessory pocket, medium middle tool pocket, a large main pocket with an interior zippered pocket, as well as the space to secure a laptop. The padded laptop section, it's pretty well padded, roomy enough for 2 slim 15-inch laptops. I carry on a daily basis an Asus Z54C with 120 gig solid state drive and 4 gigs of RAM. Currently running Sabian Linux. And I also carry Dell 5570 laptop. I also carry chargers for both laptops, a pair of Sony noise-canceling headphones that my wife was nice enough to give me for Christmas, a Logitech wireless mouse, a Maglite LED flashlight, a multi-tip screwdriver with 1 Phillips and 1 flathead. That one's really small enough that it would fit in a shirt pocket, but I try not to tear up my shirts by putting it on there. Also a 6-tip screwdriver, 2 Phillips, 2 flat, and 2 nut driver heads. I carry a punch down tool for working with POTS telephone lines, chamois cloth, a folder for paperwork and current tasks, a 1 subject notebook, assorted pens and mechanical pencils, a Wallwart phone charger with 2 ports, one for my iPhone that's issued by my employer, and one for my Android phone that's my personal phone. Of course, a USB, micro USB cable and a lightning USB cable to charge either one or both. 2 6-inch Velcro tie straps, a 15-foot Ethernet patch cable, a 10-foot Ethernet patch cable, a 7-foot, a 5-foot, and 2 3-foot Ethernet patch cables. I carry a 6-inch Ethernet patch cable. I carry a laptop locking cable, so if I'm ever out in public and need to just step away but don't want to close down and pack up my laptop, from Kensington. A USB to Ethernet adapter, a 6-foot HDMI cable, a display port to DVI adapter, my digital voice recorder. It's a little generic. I think I paid $9 for it off of eBay. And if you listen to my previous episode, you'll note the sound quality isn't the greatest. But it serves a purpose. It allows me to take audible notes. Portable power pack / charger. That was a gimme from Wired magazine subscription. 2 16 gig USB thumb drives, 1 blank, and 1 that's loaded with portable apps tools, including LibreOffice and Wireshark. A 6-foot power strip and surge protector is actually carried in the the locking tote in the bed in the back seat of my truck. Reading glasses in my backpack, alcohol prep wipes in my backpack, a handful of latex gloves, band-aids, a bottle of Excedrin, and migraine medications for just in emergencies. Also in the box in the back of seat of my truck, I carry a 10-foot telephone cord, an analog telephone, Princess style for testing phone connections, three spare USB keyboards and one spare PS2 keyboard, two USB mice, two more 6-foot DVI-D cables, an adjustable wrench, a pair of pliers, a pair of needle nose pliers, Craftsman precision screwdriver set, and an X-Acto knife set. In the toolbox in the bed of my truck, I carry a socket set, two or three ratchet straps at any given time, a 50-foot cotton bond rope, half-inch diameter, and a 50-foot nylon quarter-inch diameter rope, 7-foot by 8-foot medium-weight tarp, Fluke number 117 multimeter, and a Fluke Link Runner AT1000. Also carry a toner probe, a machete, jumper cables, and an analog lineman's butt set. It's a Harris TS-30. It's been a very reliable, although at this point aging, butt set for testing POTS lines. That's pretty much what I carry with me on a daily basis as I travel around the nether regions of Southwest and Central Virginia. I'll tune in at another date. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.